There are two new CDs from a couple of old music hands. And to find out why new releases from Neil Young and Paul McCartney are worth noting, we welcome Bob Boylan back to the program. He's the host of NPR's online music program, All Songs Considered. Good to see you again, Bob.
Hi, Michelle.
Let's start with the Neil Young record, which is a live album. And while this is a new CD, it's not a new recording, right?
Not at all. In fact, I first heard this record. I used to work in a record store, and we used to carry 45s. And on the back of a Neil Young 45 in the early 1970s was a song you probably know. It's called Sugar Mountain. And on the 45 in little print was a little thing that said live at Canterbury Hall. And I figured, this is great. Live Neil Young. Where's the rest of it? Back then, you couldn't look on the internet. You couldn't. I mean,
there's no YouTube then.
I don't remember reading an article about where the recording was from. And I always wondered, what happened to this recording? And now, I mean, he's been going through his vaults. He's got this huge project to unearth all of these archive recordings. And there's Sugar Mountain and, you know, 18 or 15 or whatever other songs from Neil Young trying out his solo act. And it's just a fascinating concert. I cannot stop listening to this thing. I love it. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Now,
we have another new release, as we mentioned, from Paul McCartney. This is not your usual Paul McCartney solo release. His name doesn't even appear on the front cover.
In the early 1990s, Paul McCartney did these records of electronic dance music that sort of put it out under the name The Fireman. Eventually, it was leaked that it was Paul McCartney, a fellow he worked with named Youth, as a producer. And they sort of went unnoticed. And that was that. And now, 2008... he puts out another record under the Fireman, only this time he's singing on the record, which the others were all dance instrumental. This one, there's a sense of that pop side of Paul McCartney, but much more experimental, much looser. 13 songs recorded in 13 days over the course of a year. It's really great to hear somebody like this be so experimental well into their 60s.
Bob, anyone who listens to All Songs Considered knows that you are a Beatles fan. And this marks the 40th anniversary of a very important Beatles album, the White Album.
I remember it was right around this time, right before Thanksgiving. I was at my cousin's house, and my uncle brought home the White Album. And I go back every year at this time of year, and I go and I listen from beginning to end to the White Album.
Really? That's your Thanksgiving ritual?
It absolutely is. And this year, and each year I hear something I never heard before, which is sort of remarkable as many times as I've heard these records. And I just want to share one moment with you. Since we were talking about Paul, and I was thinking about the White Album, and I never heard this. The song I Will, as simple as could be, you know the song, right? And not much in that song. And I never heard Paul singing the bass line on the song. Mm. So you hear him, you know, it goes boom, 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 boom. Never heard it before. I mean, obviously he's playing bass too, but he's singing the bass line.
You think you're hearing that because you're listening to it differently now?
I have no idea why this year I heard that and I never heard it before. But I love that. And I love that about music in general, which is listen carefully and listen deeply, and there's new enjoyment to be had in old favorites.
Great to talk to you again, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Together, love you
when we're apart. Bob Boylan is the host of NPR's online music show, All Songs Considered. And you can listen to the entire albums from Neil Young and Fireman at NPR Music. So I can hear you, make it easy to be near you. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.